talk here with a couple from Bloomington who have a very powerful message to share with us here. Their local family that had a terrible, painful loss. They lost their 30-year-old daughter, Danny. They'll tell you the story here, but they were just shocked by the whole thing, is my understanding. Obviously, 30 years old, and she loses her life to COVID. And they took the step to call the governor's office and let him know that they wanted to speak out. And on Friday, during a news conference where health officials and the governor were very outspoken about sounding the alarm bells about the way the numbers were heading in the state and that they were very concerned, Tina and Bob Rubin of Bloomington also spoke via Zoom.
You can only understand the devastation that our family has had through this. We lost our only daughter. Tim lost the love of his life. But through this, we want something positive. You know, these aren't just numbers. They're not just statistics. These are real people with real lives and real futures that have been stolen by this virus.
Tina and Bob Rubin there, they're joining us now. And I just want to express my condolences to both of you and thank you for coming on the show. It's such a difficult and stressful and I can't imagine how your family must feel right now. Your daughter, Danny, was just 30 years old.
Yes, that's correct. Hi, this is Tina, her mother. I'd like to mention that her husband is also with us today.
Oh.
His name is Tim Cater.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
But yeah, so we, you know, we're desperately trying to get something positive from this. So we feel like by telling her story that she was so young, no underlying health issues, that people become aware that, you know, it's not just affecting elderly with a short lifespan that have, you know, serious medical issues. And we, you know, want to bring that awareness. And we also are locally here in Central Illinois, we've set up a memorial in her name where we're providing care kits, COVID kits. So when someone tests positive, these kits are made available to them, and it gives them the devices to help monitor for the virus and instructions on when things, you know, when they should seek help and so on and so forth.
So you're trying to turn the pain into a positive, and you're trying to help others and warn others, because you're saying that it was very clear in your Zoom message. I watched it earlier. You're just saying take this seriously, folks, no matter what your age, your background, your medical background, whatever, it just take it seriously. And I think that's a powerful message, especially coming from you. You said your daughter, Danny, did not have any pre-existing conditions. She was, what, a healthy 30-year-old woman?
Yeah, she was a healthy 30-year-old woman and, you know, is probably more conscientious about wearing a mask than most people. And she was very concerned, not so much about her own health, but just others around her to ensure that they would remain healthy. And so whenever we would visit Tina's parents, she was very conscientious about trying to mask up and social distance and doing all the right things. And unfortunately, when she was stricken with the COVID-19, it affected her more quickly and in a deadly fashion than we would have ever dreamed.
Yeah, and I think I just added that, you know, we were both so careful, and it was never out of concern for ourselves. And even after she tested positive, there was a long time where we still weren't concerned for ourselves. And it wasn't until we learned about and purchased a pulse oximeter that we realized that we should have been more worried about it, and that this wasn't something that we should be, you know, trying to deal with at home. And that's when we took her into the hospital. And
describe that, because I don't think many of us are necessarily are using the pulse oximeters. And are you saying you brought one into the home when she was diagnosed and you started to notice something that was alarming, or what happened?
No, it was just kind of wanting peace of mind and just, you know, all of the symptoms that they talk about that would lead you to go to a hospital are subjective. And so that they all have to deal with how you're breathing and making sure you're getting enough oxygen. And so the pulse oximeter measures the oxygen level in your blood objectively. And so we just bought one. We were thinking it was just more for peace of mind that, you know, we were going to read it, make sure it was good, you know, feel good about ourselves. But the first time we used it, her oxygen levels were just really low. And that's when we took her in. And so that's the main part of this care kit, actually, is, you know, we feel pretty strongly about these pulse oximeters and monitoring your oxygen level.
Right. Right. It's something, it's yet another tool.
Yep. And so that's why we, you know, wanted to do this care kit and wanted to kind of get the word and the knowledge and the tools out there for other people.
Tina and Bob, so you do have this, the Danny Rubin Cater Memorial Fund for COVID Care. And that's where you're raising this money to what, get pulse oximeters and digital thermometers and distribute them to folks who might want one? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's correct. We partnered with the Community Foundation of Macon County, and the website is MaconCountyCares.org. Or excuse me, MaconCountyGives.org. Mm-hmm. MaconCountyGives.org. And so we partnered with that foundation and to raise the funds to be able to pull these kits together. And as Tim mentioned, the pulse meters will be one of the items. We'll have a few face masks, a thermometer, a few sanitary wipes, and just some basic instructions for people to follow so that when they're diagnosed with COVID, they're given some instructions with what to do next and how to monitor themselves versus just given the instructions, stay at home, come back to the hospital when things really get bad. Well, in some cases, in the case of our daughter, it really got bad really fast, and it was too late.
Well, hopefully some of this...
I would ask...
Go ahead, Tina. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so to just tell you how quickly this occurred, so she started feeling a little unwell, mostly just lost her sense of taste and smell on a Tuesday evening. She actually worked from home and got tested on Wednesday, but worked from home on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, put in a full day. So Saturday, you know, stayed around the house, monitored her temperature, but at that point she didn't have one of the pulse oximeters. Sunday they actually called in to a teledoctor. He was the one that suggested the pulse ox machine, but it was fairly late in the evening, so I actually went and got that for them on Monday morning. Tim read the reading. She was at 60, and I think they normally suggest that you seek help at 90.
Yeah.
And they took her to, he called an ambulance, took her into the hospital, and she passed away less than 24 hours later. So it moved very quickly. She went from Friday working a full day of work, Saturday a little bit worse, Sunday feeling probably a little uneasy, just wanted to check in with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she never had the horrible cough that you hear some people talk about. Her breathing was a little labored.
But it just took a turn
suddenly.
But not anything suddenly.
That caused her concern.
Yeah. I've heard that many times lately, in fact, from folks who just say that they thought they were even on the upswing and that they were coming out of it and it might have been okay, and then there's a turn for the worse. I just want to say we're so sorry for your loss, all of you, and appreciative of the work that you're doing to try to help others out of this loss and trying to potentially give life to someone else. I mean, if people would like to contribute to the Memorial Fund in Danny's name, is it MaconCountyGives.org where they would go to do that, or is that where you go to receive one of the oximeters or digital thermometers?
MaconCountyGives.org is the website of the foundation.
Good.
And so that's where they can go if they would like to contribute money. And we feel strongly that other communities could do the very same thing and copy this model and maybe even make it better and hopefully save some people's lives along the way.
You hope so, and thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Tim and Bob Rubin, that is, of Bloomington, and Tim Cater. I mean, what a powerful story and a powerful message. If you want to, again, MaconCountyGives.org is where you go to try to help in the work that they're trying to do to help others.